بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. So we begin our first class today in the subject of al-aqidah, in the subject of creed and the proper faith and belief. And we begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious and the most merciful and the most kind, to aid us and to help us and to grant us success and a proper understanding, and to bestow upon us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and to make the knowledge a means of guidance for our hearts, so that we can say the good statements that are pleasing to Him and avoid the foul statements that are displeasing to Him, and a means of guidance for our body parts to do the actions that are pleasing to Him and to avoid the actions that are displeasing to Him. And this is the purpose from studying the proper creed and the proper belief. So we have seen that this class, the title of this class, عنوان هذه المادة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة، عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. ما معنى العقيدة؟ What does عقيدة mean? This is a very important question. What does العقيدة mean?
Creed.
Can you say عقيدة?
عقيدة.
What does عقيدة mean in English? Creed. Creed. What does that mean? Creed. What is creed? Creed. Where's creed at? Creed. Al-aqidah. Naam? Belief. It means belief and faith and iman. Naam? And where is that at? It is in the heart. It is in the heart. Okay, so before we begin studying the subject in detail, we must first have some introductory classes that will lay down the groundwork for us to understand some of the terminology that the people of knowledge use when we study the subject, and understand some of the words and the meanings of these words that we will discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala as we study this noble and great science, the science of Tawheed and Aqeedah and Al-Iman. So we see we have the word Al-Aqeedah. Ma jam'u Al-Aqeedah? Ma jam'u Al-Aqeedah? What is the plural of Aqeedah? Aqaid. Aqaid. Aqeedah. Aqeedatun. And the plural is Aqaid. And this is something that we will discuss likewise, because there are many different Aqaid. هناك أقائد مختلفة كثيرة. That there are many different creeds and beliefs and different faiths, but only one of them is correct. And only one of them is revealed and has descended from the heavens. And the rest of them, they all were introduced here upon the earth, and they are misguided. So we want to learn al-aqidah al-sahiha, al-salima, al-islamiyya, al-sunniyya. We want to learn the proper creed, the Islamic creed, the Sunni creed, al-aqidah, al-salafiyyah, the creed of the righteous and pious predecessors. But likewise, we will learn some things from the misguided creeds as well, so that we can be upon clarity with regards to that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So we begin discussing this word, al-aqidah. It comes from the verb aqada. It comes from the verb aqada. أقعد من بابي ضربة صرفي مريم أقعد من بابي ضربة أقعد ها يعقد أقعد يعقد يعقد عقدا. This is the linguistic verbal root. أقعد يعقد يعقد عقدا. This verb, it has many meanings. And this is something beautiful about the Arabic language. And this is likewise an indication of the importance for a Muslim to learn the Arabic language, so that one can understand the deen and understand the words of Rabb al-Alameen, and can understand likewise the clarification of those words that have come in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then benefit from the scholars and the likes. Because al-Arabiyyah, al-lughatu al-Arabiyyatu min ad-deen, the Arabic language is from the deen. And if we truly want to understand it, we must learn this beautiful language. So we see aqidah is from the verb aqada yaqidu, aqdan. And this verb, it has many different meanings. From them, to tie something down. If you want to tie something down real tight, you say aqadtuhu. Aqadtu al-habl. I tied the habl. Shaddadtuhu wa ahkamtuhu biquwwa. I tied it down tight. We want to pay attention. The linguistic meaning, it has a relationship to the legislative meaning, to the meaning in the deen, which we are studying. So you pay attention. The first meaning of this verb aqada is to tie a knot, to tie something down tight, to fasten something together strong. And from this verb, likewise, we have al-uqdah. What is uqdah? Al-uqdah. Who knows that word? If you memorized Taha, maybe you know this word. Uqdatun is a knot. Is a knot. If you take a rope and you tie it into a knot, that knot is called uqdatun. Uqdatun. And the plural of uqdah is uqad. Who knows that word? Uqad. You ever heard that word? Uqad? Uqad? You ever heard the word uqad? Huh? Wa min sharri an-naffathati fi? Huh? في العقد. في العقد. نعم. نعم. So these words, they came in the Quran. The word عقدة also came in the Quran. وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Musa, he said, oh Allah, untie, loosen the knot in my tongue. Meaning my deficiency, his deficiency that he had in speaking. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he called it a knot in his tongue. عقدة. The point is that this verb, it has this meaning. And likewise, aqidah, that meaning will be there, inshallah, we will see it. To tie something down and to have a bond and be strong and tight. And not let it go. And not let it go. So therefore, what is the first meaning of this word? Aqidah. Awad aqidu. Ha'arabta. Wa shadd. Wa ihkam. Wa shadd. Nam, to tie something down. And from that, a knot. Because a knot, what is it? When somebody takes a knot, he ties it down tight and there's a knot there. And sometimes the knot, if it's tied really good, it's hard to get loose. Also, if you take a rope and you tie it something to something real good and proper, you can pull it, you can carry it. It won't come loose. It'll be very, very tight and strong. That hold, the hold on the and the knot on the rope, it will be very strong. It will be very strong. Another meaning of this word, aqaida. Another meaning of this word, aqaida, or al-aqd. Al-aqd, it means al-ahad. Al-ahad. Al-ahad is a promise, a covenant. a covenant and a promise you make with somebody. If somebody makes a promise with them and he tells them, I'm going to do this for sure, inshallah, wallahi, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, and he makes a promise with that person, this is a bond between the two of them and an agreement between the two of them. And this is a covenant between the two of them. Huh? And this is called an aqd. This is called an aqd. And the plural is uqood. And the plural is uqood. And the meaning is al ahd wal uhud. Who knows the word uqood in the Quran? Al uqood. Who knows this word from the Quran? The word uqood in the Quran. Surat Mada. The first verse. Al-Ma'idah. Ahsant. Ahsant. Allahumma barik. Ahsant. Al-Ma'idah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Awfu bi al-uqood. Bil-uqood. Fulfill your covenants. Fulfill your promises. Fulfill your oaths. It's very, very bad thing for somebody to say, wallahi, I'm going to do something, and then they don't do it. I'm not going to do that. That's bad. That's bad. Huh? That's from the signs of a hypocrite. But a believer, he fulfills his aqid and his uqood, his promises and his oaths. What was the first meaning of aqid? What is the first meaning of aqid? To tie something down. To tighten it down tight, to make a knot and tie it down. To fasten something firmly. What is the second meaning? To make a promise. Isn't it sometimes if you promise somebody something that between you, the two of you have an agreement, it's like a knot tied? You have one end and they have the other end, and you promise to fulfill that. It's a bond that is made between the two of you. So the meaning is very close. But one of them is physical and the other one is spiritual, between two individuals and an agreement that they have made. Another meaning of aqidah is to certify something and to emphasize it and to give it great, great importance. And from this meaning, we have a contract, a written agreement and contract. Aqdu al-nikah, or aqdu al-bay'. Whenever somebody gets married, that's an aqd and a contract and a promise and an oath in front of Allah Azza wa Jal between the man and the wife. And then they take that after they have made that promise and oath, then they write it down on a contract that is written. What is the purpose for that written contract? To certify and to emphasize the importance of this affair and to verify that this contract has occurred and this agreement has been established. So therefore, this is something that is verified and it is established and it is affirmed and it cannot be broken. To invalidate that is a crime. To invalidate that is not good, it's bad. Just like invalidating the promises and the oaths. Just like if somebody ties up something real strong, and for example, somebody has a horse and he ties his horse real strong, and then what happens if somebody comes behind him? He's like, he goes and unties it behind him when he's not looking. Is that nice? What happened to the horse? He's going to run away. Allahul Musta'an. Allahul Musta'an. Or he tied something down and he fastened it real good to keep it safe, and then somebody come and unbuckle it and tie it like this and let him go loose. That's not nice. Likewise, somebody promised they're going to do something, they're like, man, I'm not doing it. That's not nice. Somebody make an agreement and a contract in selling and buying and trading or in marriage, and then they violate that. That's not nice. That's not good. So this is the meaning linguistically. Now that we tie a knot, that we make something firm, that is tightened down, that is fastened down, it's buckled down like this. It's strong. It's established. It's something that's been certified and emphasized. It's something that doesn't leave and go away. If it's violated, it's a very bad thing. We understand that. It's a promise and a contract. This is the linguistic meaning. The word aqidah, it comes from these meanings. The word aqidah, it comes from these meanings. We understand that? So from here we see that the legislative meaning, it is a bond and a promise and a contract and a covenant and an oath with Allah Azza wa Jal. A promise and a covenant an oath, a contract, an agreement. Naam, between al-abd wa rabbihi, between the individual, the slave, a person, and their Lord. Who knows that aqd? What is that aqd? Where is it at? It's in the heart. It's in the heart. But what is it though? That aqd right there, this covenant between the slave and the Lord, it has a foundation. And it has a base. And it is Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulu Allah. This is the aqd, and this is the aqidah, and this is iman. There's no iman without this. There's no aqidah without this. Any aqidah without this is aqidah fasida, batila. Any aqidah without this foundation is falsehood and bad and no good and filthy and foul and not pleasing to Allah. Also, this aqidah, it has a proper understanding. And some people, they have this aqidah. They have the aqidah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, but it has deficiencies. And it's not correct. And therefore that aqidah will not be as beneficial for them. Although if the foundation is established, it will benefit. But for this creed to really benefit a person, and to be strong and good for him in this life and the hereafter, it has to be proper. It has to be correct. And it has to be strong. And it has to be pure. And it has to be clean. And it has to be kept safe. And this is with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the means for that is to have knowledge. Is to have knowledge. So we see al-aqidah and the legislation, istirahan, and the terminology of the people of knowledge. It is al-imanu billah, wa malaikatihi, wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi, واليوم الآخر والإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره. This is العقيدة, and this is what we are studying in this class بإذن الله تعالى. It is to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام, and in the last day, which is the day the people will meet Him Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the having faith, sincere true faith, in the divine decree of Allah, the good of that, the good from that and the bad. And this aqidah here is also known as arkan al-iman, arkan al-iman, arkan al-iman. Now, but the foundation of this is in la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is the bond and this is the contract that we have with our Lord Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The contract is that you say, I bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Where is the contract in there? Where is the promise and the oath? Where is the covenant and the agreement for the one who makes this statement? There's a covenant there. This is aqidah. There's an aqd. Aqdun azimun. A major and great, tremendous promise and covenant and oath and agreement whenever we make this statement. I bear witness there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. What does that mean? Where's the contract? That means that you promise. There's a promise with Allah. The one who says that, he makes a promise and he makes an oath to Allah that he will not worship anybody except for him. Because nobody is worthy of worship except for him. Nobody is worthy of worship except for Allah. And therefore, whenever we make this statement, this means that we are stating that we will not worship anyone except for Allah. We will not give any of our worship whatsoever, any aspect of worship, not dua, not salah, not raja, not khawf, nothing. Hoping and loving and fearing and supplicating, all of this, the parts of this that are acts of worship, this is all for Allah. Trust and reliance and savior and safety and forgiveness and love and mercy, all of this is from the actions of worship from the heart. Likewise, salah and giving charity, seeking knowledge and learning, answering questions in the deen, and memorizing text and Quran and sunnah and hadith and the likes like this. This is all ibadah. Somebody has to do this for the sake of Allah alone. That's the meaning of saying la ilaha illallah. So the one, somebody who says la ilaha illallah and he took the covenant, he will not worship anybody but Allah. But whenever he memorizes the Quran, he wants to show off so people can see how much he memorized. Is he fulfilling his contract properly? Huh? Is he fulfilling his contract properly? No, he has some deficiency in his contract and his oath and in his covenant. Somebody who says la ilaha illallah, I bear witness there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Oh Allah, I will not worship anybody but you. And then whenever he prays, if somebody's watching him, he prays with long surah and he makes his voice beautiful and he makes the ruku really long and everything like this, and he stands perfectly, and in his heart he's like, man, I hope they're looking at me, they're going to say so many good things about me, maybe they're going to give me some money, maybe they're going to take me out, maybe like this. And this is, but and outside he looks like he's worshiping Allah perfectly, but inside he's really hoping for some reward from the people. Huh? What's up with that contract right there? Huh? Is that contract very good? Huh? His knot is coming loose. Huh? That knot, that contract, that bond is coming loose. We have to be careful, because if it comes loose, then a person can leave Islam. Ya'adhim billah. So we want to keep our bond tight. We want to keep the bond tight. That means that we pray only for Allah. We memorize Quran only for Allah. We recite the Quran only for Allah. We memorize hadith only for Allah. We teach the people only for Allah. We learn and seek knowledge only for Allah. We give charity only for Allah. La ilaha illallah. I promise I won't worship anybody else. Oh Allah. Do you understand this? This is a contract. This is a bond. If you do that, Allah will give you that which you have never seen, that which you have never heard, that which has never even crossed your mind. And on top of that, he will allow you to see him in the hereafter. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that bond, it has two parts. What's the second part? وَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What is that bond? What does that mean? Come on, I know that the brothers and sisters online, they can text fast. Text, you gotta text fast. Ah, what is that bond? Where's the bond here in the shahada? I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The bond in the covenant, we take an oath and a promise that we will not follow anybody else except for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means the one who makes that statement, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The messenger of Allah. He was sent by Allah, who is the creator. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah, he put eyes in our head and allow us to see. He sent a messenger with revelation. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we bear witness to this, that means we have to follow him. We have to follow him and take him as our role model. We have to follow him and take him as our role model and imitate him and not imitate his enemies, and act like him and not act like the people who don't like him. Some people, for example, if they say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, and then they don't follow his sunnah, is that contract good? Is that contract good?
No.
Huh? No, there's a weakness in his knot and his bond and his promise. Huh? It's coming undone. He needs to tighten that down. For example, we see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said you have to eat with your right hand. You have to eat with your right hand. And then somebody is like, I'm eating with my left hand anyways. Is that good? Is that good? No, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that you can't have your pants below your ankles and drag them on the ground. And then somebody just comes along, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, and he drag his pants, he doesn't even care. You say, Akhi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said you can't have your pants below your ankles. They can go to your ankles, just don't let them go below your ankles. If you want them to be long, the longest they can go is to your ankles, but don't let them go below that because that's going to be in the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. So therefore, following him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the way. This is the way, and that's for the men, of course, and the boys. This is the way. So we have to keep the contract tight. We have to keep the contract good. We have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of his fears. In all of his affairs. We say that we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means that we will not follow anybody else except him. And anybody who doesn't follow him, we don't follow them. Anybody who doesn't follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't follow them. Because why? Because we made a promise. Because we made a promise. We made an oath. We made a contract. We have a aqidah. We have creed. We have faith. We have belief. Naam? So if it is good and strong, it will be beneficial. Do you understand that? This is the foundation of the creed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ And this is the meaning. This is the meaning. So do we see the relationship between the linguistic meaning and the legislative meaning? Huh? The linguistic meaning and the legislative meaning. What is the linguistic meaning of the of عقد? What is the linguistic meaning of عقد? Huh? To tie something down strong, tighten it down and fasten it good. Also, what else? To make a bond, an oath, a promise, an agreement. Another thing to verify that and to certify that with a contract. Huh? Contract. Huh? That it must be firm and established and can't be broken. Like this, the creed of a believer is also like that. It's a contract and it must not be broken. And it is established and it's affirmed in the heart. And the believer, he keeps it tight. He never lets it go. He never lets it go. La ilaha illallah. See, the people who say that, there are people who say La ilaha illallah. And then they call on graves. What's up with his contract? Huh? His contract is good. What about those people, they say Muhammad Rasulullah. And then they celebrate birthdays. Huh? Huh? Allah al-Musta'an. Huh, that's not good. So these people right here, we want to be aware of them. Their contract is very, very deficient. That contract is not tight. That bond is weak. But the one who has a weak bond and a weak contract, if he dies like that, a'udhu billah, maybe he's going to get punished. Maybe Allah will punish him and be angry with him for not keeping his promise and not keeping his oath and not fulfilling his contract and not being strong and taking care of this blessing. But the one who works hard, who strives to keep the contract tight, the bond close, and keep their creed and their faith proper, then they will have good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they'll have blessing with Him. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the best creed, and to the proper creed, the creed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And in these classes, inshaAllah, this is what we will be studying, Aqidah to Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah. We'll be studying the creed of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, insha'Allah ta'ala. And we have a few more terms that we want to study. And then we'll begin the studies of the very first and most important fundamental principle. And that is, al-imanu billah, to believe in Allah. What does it mean to believe in Allah? Insha'Allah, we will study this in detail. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.